You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner sings praises for the unsung Kelly Johnson and Lockheed's fabled research facility known as Skunk Works.
It has often been said that Jules Verne is the man who invented the future. You might say the same of Thomas Edison. When it comes to air travel, without a doubt, it's Clarence Kelly Johnson. Kelly Johnson was born in the small town of Ishpeming, Michigan, in 1910. He won his first prize for designing an aircraft at age 13. He went to the University of Michigan and became an aeronautical engineer. No one has ever come close to his achievements. He perfected the modern wind tunnel to assist in aircraft design. Upon graduation from Michigan, he went to work for the Lockheed Corporation and became the first team leader of Lockheed's fabled research and development unit, the Skunk Works. Since almost all of their work is done for black or secret projects, few people knew of them until long after the aircraft were placed into service. From 1947 forward, many sightings of UFOs can be attributed to Kelly Johnson's work. He is recognized for his leadership in developing a series of important aircraft designs over the course of more than four decades. His boss at Lockheed, referring to Johnson's Swedish heritage, said, "That damn Swede can actually see air." He completely changed the way aircraft engineering was performed. He is considered to be an organizational genius. Kelly Johnson created a list of 14 rules of management for Lockheed. The Skunk Works made these into commandments. He was the concept and chief engineer on the U-2 and the SR-71 spy planes, among many others. Besides the first production aircraft to exceed Mach 3, he also produced the first fighter capable of Mach 2, the United States' first operational jet fighter, as well as the first fighter to exceed 400 miles per hour. Kelly and his engineers took Nazi German concepts and turned them into reality, improving their designs and far surpassed what the Germans had hoped for. Among these were the ramjet and the swept-wing supersonic fighter aircraft. They created the P-38 fighter in World War II, a twin-engine, twin-boom fighter that was so successful in the Pacific that the Japanese called them fork-tailed devils. At the end of the war, the Skunk Works created the P-80 Shooting Star, America's first jet fighter, and its training variant, the T-33. The CIA approached Lockheed in 1955 to jointly develop a remote testing ground for new black projects. This became the Groom Lake facility in Nevada, later made famous by not having a name, but called Area 51 because of a label on a map where nothing was supposed to be. This is where the U-2 Dragon Lady, the SR-71 Blackbird, and the F-117 Stealthy Nighthawk were tested. The facility also did research and testing in ram and scramjet aircraft, leading to the theory in the press that another aircraft, the Aurora, was tested there. The government has neither confirmed nor denied the existence of such an aircraft that flies at greater than Mach 12, 12 times the speed of sound, that can hit an enemy anywhere in the world and return to base without refueling. They also invented the F-94 Starfire and the F-104 Starfighter fighter jets. The latter was referred to as the missile with a man in it. Many of his designs won the prestigious Collier Trophy for innovation. He received more than 50 awards during his career. Kelly Johnson once said, "If it looks ugly, it will fly the same." His design concepts proved that he was correct. Kelly Johnson was a pure genius. In every manner of his life, he proved that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine.